Hello and welcome to the How To Money podcast, the financial education podcast for young Australians. I'm Kate, your host, and I'm here today with Joyce, who's a current university student, and we're going to discuss managing your money during university. Hi, Joyce. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really appreciative of this opportunity to be able to share my personal insight into how to balance money and also university studies. A little bit about myself for your listeners so they have an understanding of my background. Right now, I am a university student, like you said, at Monash Uni. I'm studying arts law, majoring in international studies and minoring in human rights.
Awesome. So what jobs do you currently have, both paid and non-paid?
Yeah, that's a good question. So currently I am working as a fundraising promoter for World Vision and also intermittently, depending on the time and whether or not high school students are actually in school during term, I'm also an adjudicator for the Debaters Association of Victoria.
Oh, that sounds like a cool job.
Yes. I mean, previously, even in high school, I've always been doing debating. So it was just the natural step to become an adjudicator to really be on the other side.
Yeah. And also with university students, you have to do a lot of unpaid work as well that actually is relevant to your future career to help you get ahead. So what sort of things do you do there?
Yes, that's definitely a really relevant question because even in my circumstances with careers in the legal field, more often than not, you really need to be doing volunteer work and unpaid work. So for me, I've done work with the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre.
Yep.
Previously, I was a solicitor support and now I moved into the position of paralegal. So helping lawyers with processing applications for people seeking asylum in Australia and all the documentation that needs to go through to the government and all the processes that are involved there.
Wow.
So that's definitely an area that I'm passionate about, but also an area of law, migration law, that I'm definitely considering going into in the very foreseeable future. On the other hand, other things that I've done is I've actually worked for a boutique law firm in general practice. So I've done paid and unpaid work for them. So that's merely because more often than not, you need to have the skills that they want. And those transferable skills you need to develop through practical experience.
Yes.
People, yeah.
So even though a lot of it's unpaid now, it's going to lead to future prospects.
Yes, yeah. That's definitely the logic behind it.
Yeah.
But more than that, though, other unpaid roles such as being part of committees for clubs and societies during university. That's something that a lot of university students get involved with, and I'm in a similar situation where I'm currently with the Australian Chinese Youth Association. So I've just recently entered into that role, but also other areas such as working with the United Nations Youth Australia, being a facilitator for that, working with high school students, talking about really pertinent issues that affect everyone around the globe.
So how do you balance all this part-time, paid, unpaid work with your studies as well?
Yes, so currently I'm on my university holidays. It's quite a long one as well. So
you enjoy them while they last.
Yes, exactly. I mean, asking these questions when they're so out of context, if I have to bring myself back into the university schedule, it's definitely the days just fly by. So balancing that is really having an understanding of yourself, understanding how much you can balance in terms of academic excellence and performing very well in your grades, which is ultimately one of the most important things. You're going to university, you should do well at it. If you want to, you should put the effort in. At the same time, trying to earn money if you're trying to save for a holiday, or earn money so you can go out with your friends and go to the movies. And also that work experience and volunteering to enriching your university experience and enriching you as a person. I would say, for me at least, you have to make compromises. you have to let things go. Sometimes you can't always go out. You can't go out every weekend. And
it'd be pretty expensive.
No, exactly. You have to say no to things. And you also have to say no to opportunities.
Mm.
So that's a difficult one because you really have to evaluate how important is that volunteering experience with the UN, or how important is working that weekend shift when that means you don't get that opportunity, those hours to study, or it means you'll be tired when you go back home. So for me, at least, I think I'm very much a planner. I think that being aware of when your deadlines are for university assignments, being aware of when more job opportunities come around, when places are looking for people to put their resume in, to raise their hand. I think just being aware of deadlines and working around those.
Yeah.
And then saying no to things. Those are the things that I've practiced, and that's how I balance things.
I guess that's the big difference between high school and university, is that in high school, most of it's just handed there. They say, do this tonight, this is due then. You're going to be doing this weekend. And now you get to university and it's all theirs. It's all, you have to just make all the decisions yourself pretty much. So how did you find the transition from high school to university, and especially on the money side? Because at high school, often your parents are paying for most things. When you get to university, suddenly you want to do 101 things and most of them cost money. How did you deal with that?
So I think the good thing about university is the fact that if you have a Commonwealth-supported place from the government, you don't actually have to pay much up front.
Yeah.
Like, maybe just, you don't pay
racking
anything.
Racking up a debt that you'll have to pay in the future.
Yes, but I guess...
taken out by tax. So that's
okay. Yeah. I guess in the end, the ultimate goal is this is your time for learning, and then later on you will... hopefully get a full-time job and be able to pay that hex back. But in saying that, there's also the student amenities fees, which really isn't that much. It's around $200 to $300. Mm. And I would say being in university financially, it's very different in the sense that you have a lot more time, if depending on what degree you're studying on, really. And with more time means more time to work, but also more time to spend money.
Yeah.
There's a lot more freedom. Yes.
Yes.
A lot more freedom to go out whenever you want and wherever you want to, just because simply people place and give you more independence.
Mm.
They think that now you're a full-blown adult. You should be able to make...
should be able to adult.
Yeah. Yes. Adulting. You should be able to balance... going out and also saving up.
Mm.
I don't think that comes naturally, honestly. Nobody ever teaches you those skills.
No.
I think that you have to trial and error. You have to realize that money doesn't grow from trees. That your bank
account...
it's not
account, just handed out anymore.
No, your bank account does not have unlimited amounts of cash in it. So you really have to plan. So what I mean by that is either tracking over a period of time how much you spend, like on coffee every day or on brunch or
expenses. Yes.
Those daily things really add up. So what it's meant for me is still like taking lunch sometimes to university when I know that I'm not catching up with friends for coffee or something. Still eating at home, like eating dinner with the family, eating breakfast at home. Those things that you've probably done in high school, that doesn't change just because now that you're at university, now that you have so much more freedom.
Sadly, you can't go to brunch every day.
No, smash avo, you can't have that every day.
Never going to afford our house deposits, are we?
Exactly. Yeah, so just having the long-term financial goals in mind, really, like everyday spending is just not feasible unless you have a lot of support from your parents, unless you have a part-time job that pays very well. And even then, going out takes a lot of time and a lot of money.
Yeah. So How do you manage all your expenses as a uni student and with all the uni student life that goes with it on a sort of a casual part-time income when you're not really sure how much you're getting each week? Do you have any tips and tricks for that?
Yeah, so I would say that with managing expenses, you really need to decide how much am I going to work every week. And on certain weeks, you honestly can't work that much or any at all, depending on how many assignments you have. And the thing with university is they tend to cram at least, a lot of assessments or different subjects will try and cram it within 2 weeks.
Yeah. Because it would be hard for a permanent job if you had permanent part-time to sort of shuffle that around if you had 2 weeks that you couldn't do anything.
Yes. The beauty of online study, though, I know some institutions, not Monash University, not our law degree, but other unis, I've heard that they do online courses, and that is really accommodating for part-time or even full-time work.
Yeah.
I don't have that luxury, but...
So a lot of uni students do casual work. Is that what you do?
Yes, I do casual work, and I have done that previously. Mm. So I did work at Cold Rock, the ice cream shop.
Oh, yes.
I did for a few months, and with that, I did have to balance university. The thing with that is you can't expect that your casual job will pay for everything.
Mm.
You can't expect that you're going to be able to afford luxurious items, just realistically.
Yeah.
Unless you are saving up for that goal, and that means that you can't go out for brunch. You can't buy that expensive birthday present.
Yeah.
So you really have to balance and give up things.
Yeah.
With me, I found that part-time work with my studies, especially just balancing all my other co-curricular, is increasingly difficult, actually. Because whilst I am trying to aim for certain goals, to save up for a flight or another thing, I find that the more involved I am, not only in my academic life, but also in my social life, the less time I have to actually earn that money so that I can afford that lifestyle.
Mm.
So it's really a balancing act, which I'm still in the process of finding that perfect.
Well, you've got a few more years that you need to keep going.
That's true, yeah.
Mm. So do you have yourself a budget or a savings plan?
So... I mean, in the long term, I always have a savings plan in terms of how much should I have in my bank account at a certain time of the year, especially because I am saving up for this year, saving up for debating competitions, such as in the middle of the year, I plan to try and try out and see if I can represent Monash at the Malaya Australian InterVarsity Debating Championship.
Wow.
So that...
I'm guessing that's on Australia?
Malaysia, actually, yes.
expenses with that?
Yeah, so with that, probably flights. With accommodation, that's going to be covered in registration, I'm pretty sure. I don't know the nitty-gritty details, and even that is just showing that I don't very have a thorough savings plan then.
Yep.
I really need to figure out the costs of everything. Yeah. But, like I say, like, in the end, I hope to save up, like, an estimated figure so that I can afford the flights, that I can afford accommodation or extra travel if I wanted that. And also at the end of the year, I would love to be able to go to Cape Town in South Africa to represent Monash the World Debating Championships if I have the opportunity to do that.
Mm.
So those two major things in my life just this year is something that I'm aiming for. So to get to that, Having a budget and having a savings plan is so critical for me to realistically to be able to actually afford that and not be a burden to my parents for them to fork it out.
Oh, hey, Mom, I've only got 2,000 of the 3,000 I need.
So having to really earn your way and being able to financially be as independent as you can. I think that's something that I'd like to aim for. In saying that though, I find that universities are very generous with their funding. So you can always apply for travel grants. You can always try for like travel abroad scholarships, and even within the club and society, sometimes they can help you with that process.
Yeah, I guess so. Just try and make the end goal of the finance amount you need as low as possible using grants, and who knows if you can use share accommodation over there, cheap flights. There we go. So, Joyce, do you have any last words or advice you'd give to fellow university students, especially new university students that are starting in a few months?
Yes. Well, congratulations to those university students who are just about to embark on that journey. It's a very exciting time for you, just because you are in for such a journey and it's going to be an amazing time of your life. I would say that really you have to find some time, sit down and plan your financial goals. Break down how much you expect to earn over the holidays, so right now, use this freedom that you have to obviously relax. You have to do that. But also just to plan out how much you're going to work, how much you plan to earn from that. And also during semester, plan out realistically maybe one or two shifts. So depending on your degree, depending on how many contact hours you have, that will really determine how much you can work. And it's okay to always aim for more shifts, but also have in mind the worst case scenario that you can only work maybe once a week or zero shifts a week on some weeks. So you really have to think about the different alternatives that may arise during semester. And don't be disappointed if you don't actually meet your financial goals. Always be willing to adapt and be flexible and be resilient in everything you do, but in terms of finances as well. I think that being able to accept that things aren't always going to turn out the way you planned, that you might have to probably stay at home and have friends over more rather than going out. Just little things, those add up, and that's what you should think about and sit down and really write out just an evaluation of yourself, how much you can handle, and a plan for the future. I think definitely having an understanding of all those things will mean that you're probably more likely to have a good, well-rounded experience and also being able to save.
And I always recommend for people to check out the Money Smart website that's produced by the Australian government, and that has some great resources if you're heading into university, if you're at university, because high school, uni, they don't really teach you about credit cards, car loans, house deposits, all that sort of stuff. So if you want to learn more, definitely check that out. So Joyce, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast today and sharing some tips and tricks and some of the things you do to manage your finances during uni. It was a great help, and I hope that's some help to some university students out there. Thank you for listening to the How To Money podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at How To Money Australia. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review here on iTunes. You've been listening to the How To Money podcast.